went to see my physician. He said, you're definitely ill. Then said the nurse, I've seen worse, and the doctor just gave me a pill. Take one of those three times a day, don't ever stop until you're nearly dead or almost better. Keep out of the reach of children. The thing is, there might be some side effects. You mean there probably will. Well, if it's a fact, just come back and I'll give you another pill. On top of that, 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 and then he showed me his bill. I popped another pill.
Welcome to When Your Health Matters. Your host is Dr. Richard Huntoon of Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located right here in the Hudson Valley in Newburgh. Dr. Huntoon has been practicing alternative health, utilizing chiropractic and many other alternative health techniques for the past 27 years to support you when your health matters. It's his intention to offer practical advice every week for you to consider and apply in your own life to make your life and the lives of your family and friends healthier and happier. And when you have questions, he'll give you resources to get your health-related questions answered from Doc Rick himself or another expert from the show. Being empowered to make positive health choices before a problem arises is the best way to approach health. And he promises to have information for you every week that will allow you to become proactive and empowered to take control of your health and your life. Doc Rick is grateful you're tuned in today, and your journey will begin after our first commercial break from our generous sponsor.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
This is Bruce Bagan from B&B Pool and Spa Center. We're proud sponsors of When Your Health Matters. Please appreciate that as a pool and spa builder, we are committed to making sure that you can get the most health benefits from owning your own hot water spa. And that's why we carry a full line of Sundance Spas, the world's leading manufacturer of hydrotherapy spas. Relaxation is one of the best ways to take care of your health. And when you own your own Sundance Spa, you can unwind at home every day in the privacy and comfort of your own home. Each Sundance Spa has dozens of precisely placed water jets to pamper you with their massaging bubbles. B&B Pool and Spa Center carries a full line of Sundance spas and is a factory-authorized warranty center. Come to B&B. You'll be amazed at how easy we make it to have your own personal hydrotherapy spa. We'll handle everything for you, so just sit back and relax. Visit the water professionals at B&B Pool and Spa Center, where we've been helping customers relax and enjoy their water since 1972. 787 Chestnut Ridge Road in Chestnut Ridge and on the web at bbpoolandspa.com or call 888-706-4557. That's bbpoolandspa.com or 888-706-4557.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Welcome to this week's show, When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. We are located at 138 Canal Street in Pooler Park, that is in Pooler, Georgia. We're in Suite 404 of Building 400. And if you want to get a hold of me, the best way to do that would be to call my cell phone. Please do not text that phone, because that phone does not receive texts. It is a phone, so it does receive phone calls, and that's the way that I was raised and how I prefer to interact with people is either face-to-face or via phone. So the phone number is area code 845-561-2225. Again, 845-561-2225. If you do want to do the texting thing, text me via my email. My email is docrick@spineboy.com. That's D-O-C-R-I-C-K at spineboy.com, docrick@spineboy.com. And I'd be happy to respond to you in the texting fashion. Just please don't text my phone, because I'll never get it, and you'll never get a response. And that defeats the purpose for why you would be trying to reach out to me. This show is called When Your Health Matters. It's not up to me when your health matters. It's up to you when your health matters. And more and more and more is going on within our healthcare industry, and more and more and more negative outcomes, bad results, side effects, complications, succumbing to these various health issues that we are all collecting in this country. We're collecting diabetes, we're collecting high blood pressure, we're collecting cancer, we're collecting high cholesterol, we're collecting all the side effects associated with the medical treatments for all those conditions. The chief complication of taking statin medications to lower your cholesterol is going to be the development of diabetes. So if you don't currently have diabetes and you've recently been put on a statin cholesterol-lowering medication, be prepared to develop diabetes. If you want to avoid that, I would suggest that you do something other than go on statins. Perhaps come talk to me or some other allied alternative healthcare professional who can give you the advice on why your cholesterol is high and what you can do to manage it so that you're not setting yourself up for future health issues while you're trying to take care of yourself. This show is called When Your Health Matters, and the gentleman that helps me deal with this show is the man behind the scenes. His name is Mark Sabin. He's the man that comes up with the topics. He's the man that comes up with the questions, goes over the statistics, etc., what he does when he researches the topic for the show, and he puts the show together extraordinarily. He's a interfaith minister, the man that married me at my wedding a little over 5 years ago, and we appreciate Mark for everything that he does. So we want to say welcome, Mark, and welcome to When Your Health Matters.
Thank you so much, Doc Rick. Once again, it's so important that we have these conversations every week because it's really in the repetition of the information that when you hear it over and over again, it begins to sort of penetrate and you begin to understand it in different ways. And so I think it's important that in any educational process that we have the opportunity to repeat what we're talking about. And one of the things that you and I have talked about ad infinitum, because it's such an important issue about what's going on with health, is the impact that sugar has on our health. And what we're seeing today is that really American health overall is in decline, isn't it?
You've noticed, Mark.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. We have more disease than ever before. We take more medications than ever before. Costs are higher for the treatments and the medications than ever before. And the average person has no control to help themselves if they use their health insurance to go to the medical route for their care. And it's a sad state of affairs, Mark, that all of the signs, it will get worse in the foreseeable future until people take back their individual right to exercise, their right to be healthy. And I want to emphasize that to the listener, that it is your birthright to be healthy. It is a God-given right, and nobody can take that away from you except your lack of understanding and the influence of mass media and the Food and Drug Administration's ability to influence the choices that you make, leading to the problems that we have. And if you become more informed and you get the education and the understanding that you need, then you can step out of the boat of going to have a future health problem with high costs and medications and invasive procedures and lifetime cares of treating a disease, instead of just staying in the boat that takes you to a place called health. You're always healthy. You don't ever get sick. You don't ever need to go see a doctor for an ailment. Why? Because your body just maintains a high level of functioning.
Well, but I mean, the process of doing that in the midst of this culture, what we're living in today, seems to be not an easy thing to exercise that right to good health.
Well, it's not easy for the simple fact of how the powers that be have set up the system. You know, essentially what they want to do is they want to throw you in the top of the funnel, and the funnel is a really, really, really wide funnel. So you're eventually going to fall into it based upon how society is set up. And as you fall into that funnel, you're eventually going to get squeezed out the bottom of that funnel with a health issue or many health issues that require surgical intervention, lifetime medications, and altering your life based upon where you would want to go versus where you end up finding yourself. I had a conversation with a patient just before I came here to, do this show, and we were discussing the choice. He's getting ready to retire. And the question is okay, do you want to retire before your wife so that you set your schedule up before she gets retired and then wants to try to monopolize what you do with your day? Or do you want to establish your own schedule so that it's already in place before she retires and then wants to monopolize your day? And it's not she's trying to monopolize it in a negative way. It's just that, you know what? Women have priorities that are different from men's priorities. And she may have a whole bunch of stuff that she wants to do and get accomplished as a couple, for the house, for the grandkids or what have you. And at the end of the day, it's like, all right, if you don't have your schedule established, you're going to do her schedule simply by default. And it's like, okay, so he gets to make the choice. Does he want to retire 3-5 months before she ends up retiring? He knows when she's retiring. So good, he has an opportunity over the next 6 to 9 months to make that choice for himself. And if he continues to work after she retires, okay, then she can set up her schedule, and then when he retires finally, then she's probably going to have some ideas in terms of how what she wants him doing with his newfound free time kind of thing. So it's an important decision to make, and that's the same thing with our health. You have to plan for success. Otherwise, you're going to fail by default.
Mm-hmm. And one of the biggest problems we have is things that we have so little ability to control because the amount of sugar that's being put in foods that we're consuming is just they're just everywhere. So that it's not that easy to have a diet where you're not consuming vast amounts of sugar.
Well, it's just a question of becoming informed and taking a look and you know doing we offer a program called Shop with a Doc and it's an opportunity for people to go to the grocery store with me and get an education on the food that the grocery stores make available. And, you know, looking at the sales circular that you get in your mailbox every week and trying to figure out, okay, where is the Food and Drug Administration? Where is the food industry? Where are the manufacturers? Where are they trying to push you? In what direction are they trying to push you? And I noticed something when I used to live up in Newburgh, New York, and my wife and I would go shopping. We had our plan of attack going into the store. And I noticed that all the sales circulars that we would get in the mail always bonused you on foods that you really shouldn't be eating. Mm-hmm. So they're trying to get you to spend your money on foods that really aren't worth eating that are going to set you up for health issues. And I asked the manager of the store one day, I was like, you know, she called my wife and I the organic couple because periodically she would have to check us out if they were mm-hmm. short on staff or what have you. And she would notice what we would eat. And she's just like, you guys always buy healthy food. So you're like, you're always looking for organic in this. And so she ended up calling us the organic couple. And the interesting thing was developing a relationship and having the ability to have a conversation with her. I asked her, I said, why do you guys in the grocery store bonus people on things that they probably shouldn't be eating? And she's like, well, that's not up to us. It's up to the manufacturer. They give us, you know, please put this on sale or please lower this price or please make your consumers aware of the fact that we're making this available to them. And, you know, the only thing that I would truly buy on sale would be olive oil. And I'd get the extra virgin olive oil when it was a 2-for-1 special. And we'd always load up on it so that if they didn't have it for a while, we would be set with our olive oil for a while. So it's a very interesting concept. But people, they go to the store and they're influenced by, if they go to the store on an empty stomach, they're probably going to buy stuff on impulse that would feel like it would taste good at the moment.
Right.
But it's probably not the best thing for you to be eating when you go to the store. So you have to plan ahead. You have to go in knowing what it is that you're looking for and have a plan of attack in terms of how to get in, get what you need, and get out without being pulled in the various directions with the flashing lights or the, you know, big bonus here or buy one, get one, or 2-for-1, or whatever the case happens to be. And you just have to be aware of it.
Well, there's one, you know, one of the interesting things in Chinese medicine, there's a saying that poison is sweet and medicine is bitter. And one of the things that is so ubiquitous in what is being sold to consumers and what is in these specials is sugar. And sugar, in fact, can be addictive.
Sugar is addictive, and at the end of the day, the amount of sugar and the amount of sweeteners that we are influenced to eat on a daily basis is absolutely obscene. You know, I was driving to work, and I was listening to somebody on the radio that was talking about that they have to take better care of themselves because they have a daughter now, and he was drinking 5 cans of soda a day, and he was, you know, eating a lot of other sugar-laden foods, and he wasn't being very physically active and all of that, and now he realizes that he has to be there for his daughter, and so he wants to try to turn things around. And it's like, okay, how much simple sugar is available to us? Impulse buys, they put them at the end of the, when you're going to go check out,
right.
the little stash of stuff that's in the aisle as you're waiting are things like candy bars and gums mm-hmm. and other sugar-laden foods, Tic Tacs and that kind of thing. And it's like, do you think that's not by design? Of course it's by design.
Well, it's a funny thing that, you know, we have this attitude about people who are, you know, the old attitude of the drug pusher on the corner of the street pushing drugs and getting kids hooked on these things. But in point of fact, there's a similarity to what's happening with food in this way.
Oh, absolutely. Whether it's food, whether it's cigarettes, whether it's vaping, whether it's alcohol, whether it whatever the case happens to be, it all goes back to there's three basic foods in all of society. There's proteins,
mm-hmm.
there's fats, and then there's carbohydrates, ultimately, which is sugar. So you got proteins, fats, and sugar. Those are the three choices that people have. Now, they can slice them, dice them, color them, add flavor. They can do whatever they want in the manufacturing process, but ultimately, your body's going to separate all the processing away from what is actual food substance, and that just breaks down to amino acids from protein, free fatty acids from fat, or glucose from your carbohydrates, which ultimately is sugar. Mm-hmm. And the challenge is that how our physiology is set up and how the food industry has exploited how our physiology is set up to get us hooked on, to get us addicted to get us to always be craving sugar.
So why do we crave sugar?
Oh, well, we crave sugar for various reasons. The primary reason has to do with self-esteem.
Really?
So self-esteem and how one feels about themselves is tied to the spleen pancreas, and the pancreas under the control of the liver is what regulates sugar response. Mm-hmm. And so the sense of taste, we got five main tastes. We got salt, sour, bitter, pungent, and last but not least, the famous one called sugar, sweetness. So 80% of your taste buds are sensitive to sweetness. Why? Because God wanted us to be very sensitive to the natural sweeteners that are found in food. And if you stay away from sugar for a long enough period of time, I'd say about 6 or 7 days, and then you could take a piece of bread and just let it sit in your mouth, and it will dissolve, mm-hmm. and all you'll end up tasting by the time that's fully broken down in your mouth is going to be sugar. That's all you're going to taste from bread.
Wow.
And it's like, okay, the average person doesn't understand when they're eating bread, when they're eating rolls, when they're eating pasta, when they're eating those sorts of ingredients, that you're just getting 100% sugar in that product. And because we get addicted to that, you know, your self-esteem, which is tied to how your spleen and pancreas functions, when you have a sense of low self-esteem or when you're feeling stressed or when you're feeling uncomfortable about what's going on in your life and, mm-hmm. and it's chipping away at your sense of pride and your sense of self, 99 times out of 100, you're going to reach for something sweet in an effort to satiate that uncomfortable feeling of low self-esteem. And so that in itself, emotionally, is one of the reasons why we reach for sugar. The second reason has to do with what we've talked about just about every single show that we talk about. We talk about the health of the microbiome in your digestive tract, and it's made up of three primary ingredients, bacteria, yeast, and candida. And the yeast and the candida's primary ingredient for helping maintain their function and their livelihood and keeping them strong and healthy is what?
Sugar.
Yeah. So they primarily crave sugar. So when we put things into the body that disrupt our microbiome, things like alcohol, things like sugar, things like artificial sweeteners, artificial colors, chlorine in the water, bromine in our flour-based products, fluoride in our toothpaste, and table salt and some other like baby foods and those kinds of things, when you're putting all of those ingredients that disrupt that microbiome, you destroy the good bacteria, and now you stimulate the growth and excess amounts of yeast and candida. And their primary source of fuel, you said again, was what?
Sugar.
Right. So having this imbalance in your bowel system is going to cause you to crave and want and really become a little bit out of balance with regards to eating sugar.
Hmm. One of the things I was reading as I was researching today's show was, because you mentioned chlorine, and one of the major ways that chlorine is getting into the food sources is through the amount of chicken. And it was actually, the article was interesting because it was talking about, whereas sugar used to be the big event in when sugar was first really being processed and becoming part of the regular diet, it was the thrill was about sugar. But now they were talking about how the effect of having that much chlorine and the amount that's acceptable in chicken, because a lot of toxins can get passed through eating chicken and raw chicken, and because it's, you know, so popular in fast foods and things like that, that it's become a real problem.
It is becoming a real problem, and the challenge is you know, and we see the commercials, are your chickens free range or are they not free range, and what went on in the food industry with regards to chicken or with regards to any of the livestock that we use, whether mm-hmm. it's cows, whether it's pigs, whether it's turkey. It's interesting, I was driving home last night and I saw a little family of turkeys on the side of the road, and that turkeys typically means, when you see them out in the public, it means, you know, reaping good harvest kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So I was happy that I saw the two parents with their three little
the brood.
Yeah, and it was interesting. But, you know, regardless of which one it is, the process that man puts them through in an effort to bring them to market is somewhat, it's very sketchy. It's getting better, mm-hmm. but there's still practices that probably shouldn't be happening. But let's understand that the agencies that go and inspect all of these farms, they're not inspecting them every day.
No, not at all.
They don't hang out at the same farm every day and watch what's being done. It's like, okay, if they come by once a year or maybe twice a season or something like that, it's like, all right, well, yeah, it looks like you're doing and. You know, maybe at the end of the day, the people who are making the food get a heads up beforehand so that
That's
they
right.
know how to flip the switch. And, you know, we were using this practice to save ourselves some money. But when the agencies come in to inspect us, we use these practices so that we meet the required needs kind of thing. And it's, mm-hmm. you know, human nature is to take the path of least resistance. So if there's a way to cut a corner, the average human no. being is probably going to cut the corner.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's just tough that we have so much that goes into our food industry, and so much of that creates imbalances within society that ultimately literally feeds the healthcare industry.
Well, since you're feeding these parts of the microbiome, is it that processed sugar is worse than other forms of sugar?
Well, natural sugar from sugar cane. It's interesting, if you go to the parts of the world that grow sugar cane,
mm-hmm.
And I remember going down to the Dominican Republic and seeing a whole bunch of sugar cane, and, you know, you could go grab some sugar cane off the side of the road, and, you know, they look like a, obviously they're a plant,
mm-hmm.
okay, and it's almost, I remember it reminding me a little bit like celery kind of thing,
mm-hmm.
but you grab the sugar cane and you put it in your mouth, and you're getting 100% pure sugar. But with that sugar, you're getting all the minerals, the trace minerals, the enzymes, all the cofactors that your body would need to process it. And it's interesting because children who live in those areas, they grab sugar cane all the time and they just suck on it.
Mm-hmm.
And you would think that, oh, it's very high in sugar, their teeth are probably terrible. But no, you look at them and you get them to smile and they got a big mouth full of Chiclets, you know, it's like uh-huh. their teeth are really solid and really white and really, you know, healthy. And it's like, well, why would they be healthy if they're getting a lot of sugar? Because they're getting the whole sugar complex. They're not just getting the sweetener part
mm-hmm.
of it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting the minerals and the trace minerals and the enzymes and the cofactors, et cetera. So when you're getting a whole food form of sugar, when you're getting sugar in its raw state, okay, it's not going to create the same imbalance as opposed to purified sugar and white sugar that has been bleached and has been, you know, stepped on in such a way to make it have the texture that you want it to have and to have the flavoring that you want it to have. And, you know, it just ups the ante in terms of they've taken some of the ingredients out. Well, now you put that in your body and it's going to leach those same ingredients out of the tissues of your body in an effort to make it in a whole food form so that the body can process
it. So then, well, that's interesting. I mean, the refinement process takes out all these things, and then now your body, in order to be able to utilize it, has to extract somewhere else the missing ingredients.
Right, it pulls it out of your own tissues and creates weaknesses within you. That's why when you eat sugar, it interferes with and affects how your immune system functions. Because it's pulling out some of the factors that contribute to having good, strong, healthy borders within the body, and it creates weakness. Why? Because you're taking away some of the ingredients.
So that weakness then must translate on a cellular level.
Absolutely.
And if you are continuing to do that, and now the cells are weakened, then obviously that's how illness can
Right, that's going to lead to illness and disease and malfunction, and eventually you can get denaturization of those cells. And when your cells de-differentiate or mutate, if you will, that's essentially the definition of cancer.
So, well, cancer is one type of disease, but would the ingesting of this much sugar or as sugar as a part of your diet in a regular way, it wouldn't necessarily lead everyone to the same illness, would it?
No, it depends on the person. But you look at the statistics in our country. How prevalent is heart disease in this country?
I think it's still the number one killer.
Right, it's caused by sugar. How prevalent is cancer in this country?
It's probably the number two killer.
It's actually fed by sugar. Sugar feeds cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How prevalent is high blood pressure in this country?
Oh my goodness! Yes.
Okay, that's going to also be contributed to sugar consumption. Okay.
But it's not just sugar. It's not just the stuff that comes in the sugar bowl. That's one of the key things that we're talking about, is
right.
that it's in these other refined products.
It's in the artificial
products.
Sweeteners as well, because at the end of the day, your body is a biological organism, and it responds to stimulus. And if you have an artificial stimulus that works the same way as a natural stimulus, okay, the difference between an artificial sweetener versus a natural sweetener, your body doesn't necessarily process them differently.
Huh.
It processes them as a sweetener. But if you're putting in a chemical sweetener, a non-natural sweetener, like even a petroleum-based type sweetener into the body, it's going to react as a sweetener, but it's not going to react the way that it would with a natural sweetener. So there's going to be more stress put on the body when you're dealing with things like saccharin, or when you're dealing with aspartame, or when you're dealing with any of these other artificial sweeteners. It's interesting. When I used to do lectures in a restaurant that had, you know, you get the little packet, the little container on the table that has the blue packet, the yellow packet, the pink packet, and the white packet. And each one of those are sweeteners.
And different ingredients.
Right. The white one is sugar. The pink one is aspartame with saccharin and all of that known to cause cancer. Okay. Then you got the yellow one, which is another type of sweetener. I think it's like stevia. It's supposed to be more natural. And then you got the blue one. And it's like, okay, well, I'd go into the restaurant and I would take one of each of those and I'd bring them back to my office. And so when people would come in and I would tell them how bad sugar is, and they would say, well, how do you know it affects me that way? I'm like, well, pick the one that you want to look at, okay? They pick any one of them, and we do a muscle test for them, and we show that it just simply shuts their body off, very simply shuts their body off. It doesn't matter which one you're grabbing. Mm-hmm. Well, they're all available, and they're all readily available, and the food industry knows that we're all addicted to it, and so they keep putting more and more and more in our food, and they manufacture it in different ways. It's interesting when you get into looking at the sugar industry and the sweetener industry, and you see what's involved and what information that you can actually glean from it, and what information is proprietary, where you're never going to know what it is that they're doing behind closed doors. And it's honestly, it's frightening.
It is. Well, this is an interesting conversation, Doc Rick. We need to take a short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com. When we get back, I want to talk to you some more about sugar and some of these sugar substitutes.
Absolutely, but please listen to these commercials from our generous sponsor. You're listening to the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Dr. Huntoon is pleased to announce a new program for current practice members or any prospective new patients. It's called Shop with the Doc, where individuals, a family, or other small groups can go to the grocery store or health food store and learn these valuable tips. What to buy to be healthy, what not to buy to be healthy, how to pick out foods specific for your unique health concern, why it's important to pay attention to ingredients, how to read labels, and much, much more. To find out more about Shop with the Doc, call 845-561-BACK or email Dr. Huntoon at docrick@spineboy.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located at 138 Canal Street in Pooler Park. That is in Pooler, Georgia. We're in Suite 404 of Building 400. If you want to get a hold of me, the best way to do that would be to call my cell phone at area code 845-561-2225. Again, 845-561-2225. Please do not text that phone number, because it does not receive texts. If you want to do the texting thing, you can text me at my email address at docrick@spineboy.com. That's docrick@spineboy.com. And again, it would be my pleasure to help you to better understanding what the concerns that you have regarding your health. Being unhealthy is a problem. Being healthy is our birthright. This show is called When Your Health Matters, and you get to decide when it matters. My job is to impart information with my co-host, Mark Sabin. And today, Mark and I have been talking about the dreaded number one addiction that is the gateway to all other addictions called sugar.
Well, isn't sugar a high-energy food?
No.
No, but I mean, and kids have a candy, but they bounce off the walls.
They do bounce off the walls, but realistically, the food that's going to give you the most amount of energy is actually fat.
No.
Yes. Okay. And so here's the deal. Fat gives you 9 calories per gram. Sugar gives you 4 calories per gram.
Wow.
Proteins give you 4 calories per gram. So if you can get your body to burn fat for fuel, you're going to get 225% more energy out of the same amount of
volume.
Volume.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So sugar, yes, because nobody eats small amounts of sugar. So yes, sugar does stimulate energy and does cause kids to bounce off the walls. Why? Because sugar is actually used by the brain. But the artificial sugars and the non-natural sugars aren't processed the same way that sugar is, because they're chemicals. They're not, you know, food molecules.
Well, then would it be natural to say that those artificial sweeteners don't feed the microbiome in the way that sugar does? That would be less of a problem for your digestive system?
No, the chemicals that you're using in artificial sweeteners actually destroy the microbiome easier.
Oh, that's not good.
Because you can't process, those chemicals aren't natural. So they aren't processed in a natural way. You put something natural in, the microbiome knows exactly what to do with it. You put an artificial chemical in there, and then it has to look at it and it has to figure out, okay, well, that's not a square peg, and we only have room for square pegs. That's a round peg or a triangular peg or a rectangular peg, and we're looking for square pegs. And so how do we make that work? And so they end up being forced into the system, and that actually creates more damage and creates more of an imbalance.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about other natural sugars, like that you would get from fruit and things like that? Are those created the same kind of problems?
They do if you have a huge degree of dysbiosis, that imbalance within those three main ingredients in your intestinal system. When you have that imbalance, it's going to respond negatively to any sugar that you put in. In a perfect world, though, you know, it's like, all right, I'm holding in my hand. What am I holding in my hand right now,
Looks
Mark?
Like a banana.
It is a banana. And depending upon, you know, it comes in its own container.
Mm-hmm.
God has made it in its own container. So this is the size that's a serving. When we eat refined sugar, we typically eat more than one serving. It's like a serving of pasta, okay, mm-hmm. gives you 46 grams of sugar per serving, and that's 1 ounce. Now, 1 ounce will fit comfortably in the center part of the palm of your hand. Who, when they go to eat pasta, eats that much pasta in
one
sitting?
Oh, no. You have to have 10 ounces or 12
right.
ounces
exactly.
of pasta, right?
And it's like, okay, so how much sugar are you getting at that point, and how much of it are you able to process, and how much of that is going to create a problem for you?
Well, what happens when you can't process it?
You're going to end up storing it. And
how?
You're going to convert that sugar to a thing called a triglyceride, and those triglycerides are then stored as fat. So when you eat high volumes of sugar, that's what is the main cause of obesity in this country. It's not the amount of fat that we eat, because everybody's fat phobic, and we've been fat phobic since the mid-1970s. And so the fats that we get aren't really true fat, and the kinds of foods that we eat aren't really high in fat. You know, a lot mm-hmm. of people eat sugar, I mean, eat chicken, and they eat turkey, and they eat these lean meats, and you can go to the store and they've got them separated out into different percentages of fat, and whether it's 97% fat free or 85% fat free or whatever the case happens to be. I know when I go food shopping that those are some of the things that we consider as far as which kind of meat are we going to buy. You know, if we're going to get ground turkey or even ground chicken or even ground beef, we're looking at the percentages of fat associated with it, and we all want something to be a little bit more lean. And so it's just a question of understanding what does the body do with the food, and what actually gives the energy to the body? And so fat gives you 225% more energy than sugar does. And when you put in the artificial types, okay, then that just complicates the equation even more.
So should you eat more fat?
Yeah, ideally. If you eat proteins and if you eat fats, then your body will have what it needs so that it won't be taking all that sugar and converting it over to fat into the storage form of fat. The challenge is the storage form of fat that we get from sugar is non-essential fat. And because it's non-essential, the body isn't going to have a tendency to burn it unless you force it to burn it. And most people won't take the time to get their body and won't force their body to burn all of that excess sugar that's being stored as non-essential fat.
So, this sort of off topic a little bit, but what is an essential fat? How do you get an essential fat versus a non-essential fat? Obviously, if you're storing sugars as non-essential fats, but can you eat non-essential fats?
Yeah, you eat non-essential fats all the time. The essential fats are the fats that we need to help make hormone precursors and help to be energy for the muscles themselves. Mm-hmm. Those are the ones that are essential. The non-essential fats are the ones that we get that man has for lack of a better term, has bastardized the food in such a way that the body doesn't process it properly. You've heard of trans fats, right?
Right.
And trans fats are good or bad for you?
Bad.
Yeah, they're bad for you.
And yeah.
Hopefully the average listener understands that you want to avoid trans fats. Well, trans fats are a type of artificial fat that primarily results from the manufacturing of those artificial fats. There's the cis form, or CIS, okay, which has a particular chemical architecture to it, versus a trans fat, which has a completely different architecture. And those two different types of architecture respond in the body differently. And so you want to stay away from trans fats because that has a tendency to create damage and create problems, whereas the cis fats don't.
Mm-hmm. Now, back to the topic of sugar, is the overconsumption of sugar one of the things that leads to that first thing that we find with health problems, which is inflammation?
Absolutely, and that's the thing that we need to understand is when you're taking in an artificial processed sugar and you're trying to get your body to use that for something or other, and it's robbing from Peter to make that sugar usable, then you're depleting your tissues of other things, and when your tissues become depleted, that leads to the first thing. You know, we talk about this all the time. What does a 3-year-old do when they don't get what they
want?
Has
a temper tantrum.
They have a temper tantrum. Yeah, yeah. Well, your cells do the exact same thing when they don't get the ingredients that they need. They become inflamed. And inflammation is the first step towards disease. And inflammation is actually the second step. The first step is not having the right ingredients. So when you have processed, man-made, artificial, bastardized, depleted, stripped-down food that they're calling mm-hmm. food stuff, and you're eating that, your body's going to look at it and say, well, listen, I'm only getting 6 or 7 parts of the 10 parts that I need to process this. I'm missing the other 3 or 4. So what does the body do with those 6 or 7 parts? It stores them on the side because it doesn't have everything that it needs to process things normally. Well, if your diet doesn't give you the other 3 or 4 that it needs to process things, then you're going to be storing more than you're going to be burning. That's why it's important to eat real food. It's important to eat food that you can pull out of the ground or pull off of a tree or has just, you know, been killed, et cetera, or has been harvested in some way, shape, or form where it's 100% natural, and it's the way that nature made it, not necessarily what man does with it in an effort to create a shelf life.
So if you're depleted because you're eating these foods that have 6 of the 10 ingredients that you need, how do you get those other 4 ingredients that you need to be able to fully use the foods that you're eating?
Well, there's several steps involved that you need to consider, but the simple answer to your question is you're going to need to supplement your diet with the rest of the ingredients that get refined out of the food in an effort to create a shelf life. There's 2 types of food in the world. There's one that's collected pretty much every fall around the Thanksgiving time where they have these, you know, up in New York, they have this thing called Stuff the Bus Contest. Let's see how many school buses we can stuff with. What kind of food did they collect?
What are they collecting?
They're collecting
the candy,
non-perishable
food.
What does non-perishable mean?
It means it's not going to spoil.
Right. It doesn't go bad. Okay, it's got mm-hmm. an infinite shelf life like a Twinkie, mm-hmm. okay? But the challenge is with that is because it doesn't go bad, then the ingredients that your body needs in order to be healthy aren't in that food because that's what spoils. So they take those ingredients out of food. It's like this banana is slowly doing what, Mark?
It's turning brown.
It's turning brown. Why? Because it's oxidizing. Why? Because it's not attached to its life source anymore, so it's not maintaining its integrity. So this banana over time is going to start to go bad. And mm-hmm. people like bananas. Like my wife likes bananas where the skin is primarily brown. I like bananas that where the skin is primarily yellow. Okay, and what goes on when the skin starts to brown is you're getting fermentation. You're getting the breakdown of the sugars that's found within the banana itself. And so what goes on is when we put food into our body that isn't natural. Okay, we have a physiological response to that non-natural food. And if you're eating foods that are stripping the ingredients out of your own tissues because they don't have all the ingredients in them that nature would intend for you, then you're going to have to supplement with those ingredients that your body isn't getting because they've refined them out of the food. That's where whole food concentrates come in. That's why we use the whole food concentrates mm-hmm. in the office.
Mm-hmm. So it's really the perishable part of the food, the part of the food that's going to spoil is actually where the major form of nutrition is actually going to come from.
Correct, which is why you want to eat fresh fruits and vegetables, and you want to eat a lot of them all the time because that's where all of your high-quality ingredients are. Anything that has a shelf life or anything that doesn't need to be refrigerated because it can sit on a shelf forever, like flour-based products, etc., okay, there's not really high-quality nutritional ingredients in there. There's high caloric ingredients in there. You're going to get energy from flour-based products, but you're not going to get a lot of nutrition out of them, and that's why they enrich them. You get mm-hmm. enriched flours. Enriched meaning what? Well, they've killed all the real nutrition mm-hmm. in it, so they got to put back some sort of artificial nutrition like some iron and some B vitamins in an effort to give it any level of nutritional quality whatsoever.
Well, You were talking about there's nutrition. I mean, you'll get energy out of the food, right?
Right, but you're going to get those are called empty calories.
So describe for me the difference between an empty calorie and nutritional calorie.
Okay, so nutritional calorie means that it has value to it that's going to be produced specifically for energy to help complete a physiological process to maintain the integrity and the functioning of a cell. An empty calorie is a calorie that basically there's no nutritional value to it, like having pure sugar. There's no nutrition there. It's been stripped of all of its B vitamins.
But you get energy from it.
In an effort to process that, mm-hmm. well, yeah, because it's a stimulant. Mm-hmm. And it's more of a reactive stimulant than a proactive stimulant. So your body is actually looking at this, whether it's a completely stripped sugar or whether it's an artificial sweetener, flavoring, whatever, okay. Your body is going to respond to that because your body responds to everything that comes into it. The difficulty is you're going to get a natural healing response or you're going to get a defensive reactive response. You don't want a defensive reactive response because now you're fighting with what it is that you're doing in an effort to process it.
Wow. This is really a great conversation, Doc Rick. We do need to take another short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the Alternative Healthcare Network.com. When we get back, I want to finish the show up with a few more questions about sugar and what you can do to improve your own health.
Absolutely. But please listen to this commercial from our generous sponsor. You're listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Do you have health concerns? Are you or a loved one struggling with a health condition that has you worried? Worried it might get worse? Worried you will never be able to do the things you love anymore? Worried your life is slowly slipping away? Do you have a chronic pain condition? Do you have a specific health concern? Do you have concerns about your child's health? Do you want to learn about health and wellness? If you said yes to any of these questions, you need to go to spineboy.com. Spineboy.com is your information center for all your health concerns and how to restore and improve your health to its highest level. Spineboy.com has over 1,000 articles on different health concerns. Spineboy.com will inform you about your health concerns and what you can do without all the harmful medications and invasive surgeries. If you would like to restore and improve your health, go to Spineboy.com. 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 Naturally.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And And we are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located at 138 Canal Street in Pooler. That's in Pooler Park in Pooler, Georgia. We're in Suite 404 of Building 400. If you want to get a hold of me, the best way to do that would be to call my cell phone directly at area code 845-561-2225. Again, 845-561-2225. If you want to get a hold of me via email, please don't text my phone because it doesn't receive texts. But if you do want to do that kind of communication, you can send me an email at docrick@spineboy.com. That's D-O-C-R-I-C-K at spineboy.com. And again, it's always my pleasure to help you to better understanding with the concerns that you have, since that is my purpose and that is my passion in life, is to help people have better health and exercise their right to be healthy and show them how to never have to be sick another day in their life.
Which is a great thing. I mean, I think one of the things that people don't really appreciate how addictive sugar is, and there was a study that was done that I read about in researching the show that showed that when they did tests with rats, that 94% of the rats actually preferred sugar water to cocaine.
Woohoo!
So it just is it sort of shows how addictive sugar is, and which leads me to sort of the question that I have to sort of wrap us up today is if you're addicted to sugar, which I think many people are, if not many, maybe even most people, how do you get over that addiction? Because it's so hard. You know, there's ice cream, there's cookies, there's pasta, there's bread. There are all the things that we have as part of our diet that provide us with these sugars. And if we want to bring that back into balance, maybe we don't want to give it up entirely, but if we want to bring our health back and we want to bring our health back into balance, how do we achieve that?
Well, what you need to appreciate is that it starts with you, the individual. So mm-hmm. I hope that I'm talking to people who want to hear what I have to say with regards to this. And if you are listening, I appreciate you listening. You, the one who are listening, has to make a decision for themselves. They have to make a decision that they are tired of the way that they feel, the way that they look, the way that they live their lives, the way that they eat. They have to make a decision for themselves that they're interested in change, and they're not going to let anything get in the way of the decision to want to change. And when you're in the position of wanting to change, now you have to find resources that can support that change. I would like to be that resource for you. I've spent the last greater than 30 years perfecting and understanding sugar addiction because I was a sugar addict. I should be, by all intents and purposes, the way my life was headed from my teenage years, I should be a 400-pound, full-blown diabetic who's on life support with heart disease. But guess what? I made a decision after the first 10 weeks of college, my freshman year, because of what happened to me when I walked into my house after having been away from my parents for 10, almost 11 weeks with my first trimester of school. I walked into the house all excited to be home, and my mom turned around, and the first words that came out of my mom's mouth was, "My God, Rick, you're fat." And I'd never been fat a day in my life. I'd always been a string bean.
You're not a fat guy.
I'm not a fat guy. And it's, but the first semester of my freshman year, I put on 36 pounds.
That's probably a quarter of your weight or something. I mean,
well,
a vast amount of your weight anyway.
It's about a quarter of my weight now. I went to school and you know, I had freedom. I was on the 20 meal plan a week, go out anytime I want, consume as much alcohol as I wanted and do foolish things. And so the first 10 weeks of college, my first trimester of college, I put on 36 pounds. And when I walked into the house, my mom was just looked at me. She was absolutely shocked at how the size I had become by being out from under her thumb, so to speak, for the last 10 weeks.
Well, you must have been eating the kind of food that we're talking about in order to gain that kind of weight.
Yeah, I mean, we'd go, the cafeteria would open up at 4 o'clock in the afternoon and would close at 7, and we'd be the first ones in line at 4 o'clock, and we'd be the last ones. They would be kicking us out, and guess what? We'd just keep going back for more food. You want to have 7 desserts? You could have 7 desserts. You want another burger? You want another hot dog? They're just available. Why? Because you got the 20 meal plan to where it's already paid for. So my parents got tremendous value for my college education because I ate as much food as I possibly could, at least the first trimester. And again, I put on the weight that I put on, but it was unhealthy weight. It was all excess stored weight because I was eating all these empty calorie foods.
So really, it was a clear demonstration of the very thing that we're talking about, which is when you consume that sort of food, that sugary food, that it just stores on your body. It doesn't digest and get through your body. You don't eliminate it. It just packs on.
It digests, but it gets absorbed and stored as opposed to passing through and being excreted. And so when I went back to my next semester of school, when I wasn't studying pre-med, I was in the library combing through everything about weight loss and nutrition I could find, and I became a nutritional expert while I was a freshman in college. Mm-hmm. And I started losing weight, and then I was helping other people lose weight, and I was watching what other people were doing, and you know, it just...
Were you hungry while you were losing weight?
No, not at all, because I was eating better quality food. I wasn't eating the empty calorie, sugar-laden, bastardized foods that were so readily available.
Well, I think that's so important for listeners to understand, because I know this is something you do when you do the doctor-supervised cleanup programs in the fall and in the spring, that even in those programs, you are eating your way to health. You're not depriving yourself of food.
No, you're eating a lot of food. And the great thing is when you teach your body how to eat more and lose weight at the same time, okay? But what kind of more food are you eating? You're eating real food. You're not eating empty calorie food. You're not eating plates full of pasta. You're actually having fruits and vegetables and meats and nuts and seeds and real food that has a expiration date on it. It goes bad pretty quickly if you don't eat it now kind of foods. And when you start to eat those foods, you start to extract the real nutrition and the real energy from them, and it stimulates your body in a healthy way and gets your body to start craving that and looking for that and functioning more efficiently and more effectively because you're putting in the right quality fuel. It's the same thing with a car. If you put quality gas in your car runs really well. But if you put crap gas in your car runs like what?
It runs like crap.
Right. And that's the same thing with the body. And these are simplistic things to understand, but at the end of the day, when you're addicted to sugar because of the imbalances you have in your bowel system, because of the way we've set up our society with all the artificial colors and sweeteners and all the sugars and the medications, over-the-counter prescriptions, you know, the chlorines and the fluorides and the bromines and all of these different chemicals that get into our bodies, it disrupts what the body now looks for.
Well, I mean, it's an important thing. I think people should really take heed of what we're saying today. If somebody is out there and listening to our show and would like more information, would like to investigate this process a little further, what's the best way to reach you?
Well, if you are listening to this show and you are aware of the fact that you have a sugar addiction and you're eating foods that you know you probably shouldn't be eating and you have a weight management issue, I want to help you. I want to teach you. I helped a woman lose 165 pounds with no exercise. And you're familiar with Leslie and what we did with her and had her on the show and interviewed her and all of that. And it's like, okay, if you have any weight management issues, please, please, please call me at area code 845-561-2225. That is my cell phone, 845-561-2225. I will be the one answering the phone. And let's start the conversation and let's help you get back in the driver's seat of your own health, of your own weight management, of your own longevity, so that we can help you live happy, healthy lives. And that makes my life actually better because now I'm dealing with people who are happy and healthy as opposed to always dealing with people who are miserable. So please give me a call. If you don't want to call me, please email me at docrick@spineboy.com. But it is my promise, it is my passion, it is my commitment to you that if you give me a call and we start to work together, you'll give up on yourself long before I'll give up on you. And I'll never give up on you. I just want to help you. So I want to thank you for tuning in. I'd ask you to tune back in next week, same health time, same health station. This is Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center saying, I look forward to supporting you when your health matters.
What started out as a headache has become a pain in the butt. What was just an itchy finger
now is a swollen foot. Doctor, I've been out of breath, and I've never walked up a hill. Avoid all diet and exercise, I'd rather give you a pill. The thing is, there might be some side effects, you mean there probably will. Well, if it's a fact, just come back and I'll give you another pill. On top of that, 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 on top of that. And then he showed me his bill. I popped another pill. I looked on the internet, checked out a medical site. It said you may not be depressive.